Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wonder Librarian here. We are at the Star Wars Toy Con in Burlington today, and it's been an awesome day. Lots of great cosplayers and events and stuff.
Lots of great artists. Like, the little artist alley they had set up here was amazing.
Yeah, so the day just flew right by. But we've run into a new person today with some really awesome work. This is Ron from Family Party Customs. Sorry about that.
We were lucky enough to, like, sit right beside your stuff, and it's awesome.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Man, I appreciate it. Awesome.
How did this originate? What was the... Well, basically, let's tell the folks out there, it's the Disney Infinity, I guess, figurines that you get for the game.
That's
and
right.
You've customized them all, and they look awesome. Like, how did this come about? What was the origin of it?
Okay, cool. Well, basically, how it started was I was with my son. Me and my son are avid players of the game. We love the game. We collect the figures. Mm-hmm. And one day, we were watching, like, a program on Disney Infinity TV, and there was, like, an artist on there by the name of Evilos, and he made some customs of his own. They were really cool. My son was like, "Dad, can we try this?" I was like, "No problem. I have a little bit of an art background."
Yeah.
So we decided to try. I got into it because I hadn't done art in years, and it was pretty cool to do with my son, just trying to teach him.
Yeah.
So we posted a few of our first figures on Instagram, and we started getting some custom orders, like commission orders.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
So we did our first con was the GTA Collectibles Expo in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
And this is our second con right now. So
cool.
Just trying to get our name out there. And, you know, we started with Disney Infinity, as most of these are Disney Infinity, but we're moving on to other characters as well. We basically can customize anything. We use clay, putty, and acrylic paints to do the customs.
It's amazing. We were just admiring some of the works you got here. Do you have a favorite one you worked on?
Actually, one of my favorites is Thanos. We made Thanos.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We made Thanos out of an Incredible Hulk character from Disney Infinity. Yeah. So that's one of my favorites, but we also sold a couple of my favorite ones.
Okay.
We made Falcon into Captain America.
Oh, wow.
The Sam Wilson Captain America.
Yeah.
That one was really good. We sold that at the last con we did.
Okay.
That
was
one of my favorites. And I'm working on one of my favorites right now. Just show you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be Luke Cage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
So this is a Captain America body.
Mm-hmm.
I just found a random head on a different toy to give it a repaint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put a hoodie on him with bullet holes in it. So it looks like the next version of Luke Cage.
Well, I have a favorite. I like, he's got a Skeletor wearing a girly apron, and he's got some eggs, and he's whisking. And I just think that that's awesome.
Yeah, that's breakfast Skeletor.
So that's, kind of a juxtaposition there. And, like, in general, it's hard to even tell that these are any kind of, like, remodel because they're
just
so well done.
Thank you.
Like, it just looks like a legit figure that you could just get. And I just think they're awesome.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
I was naturally just attracted to looking at the table.
Yeah.
I saw it, so.
That's cool. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, leave out my son, but I want to make sure I say that.
Oh,
I do this all with my son. His name's Meshack.
Mm-hmm.
He's 7 years old, and he helps me do all these custom figures. This is inspired by him.
Yeah.
And, we're trying. I told him he's the youngest entrepreneur that I know.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's nice to be creative. And I was just curious about the materials that you guys use. Like, what are your popular materials?
Yeah, for the clay, I usually use Super Sculpey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I use Milliput.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we use green stuff, which is like it's like a putty epoxy sculpt.
Mm-hmm.
So we use those. And we also use acrylic paints, sometimes spray paint. And just glue, usually.
Okay.
Crazy glue or some sort of hardcore adhesive glue.
Do you have, like, a big project that you'd like to work on? Because I see you've got the Star Wars one there with the light-up lava and stuff like that. So, like, do you have a big thing that you might be working on?
Well, that's what we're getting into now, too, is creating more of a scene. So we were doing individual characters before. Now we're going to try to recreate a scene. So that one's recreating the scene from Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
When Anakin is fighting Obi-Wan on Mustafar.
And that's
so
a
we
big
got the
moment,
lava.
Right?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah.
So this one right here, we got one light in it. So far we did an LED light. So what I want to do is I want to light up both of the lightsabers and light up the base a little bit more so that if you're in the dark, we'll just be shining out.
Yeah, I think that's really cool as a display thing because I do dioramas sometimes and I find it really cool to, like, create a small world and stuff like that. So
one thing I'm working on is we're recreating the airport fighting scene from Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
There you
cool.
go. See that? Yeah, we're already
very nice.
We can't wait to see that. If you're going to bring it out to something, let us know.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'll be at the next one, too, in January.
All right on.
So
we're going to try to be here, too.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you guys on social media at all?
Yes, we are. We're on Instagram. You can find us on Instagram at Family Party Customs, all one word. Okay. We're on Twitter as Family Party Art.
Okay.
And we also have a YouTube channel. We're going to be putting some tutorials. Right now, we just have a few like showcases of our features, but we're going to be doing some tutorials showing people how we do it step by step.
Nice.
Cool.
So. Awesome. I was going to ask, what other things do you guys like geek out about? Like, what's your favorite kind of fan stuff that you like?
Well, we are super Marvel nerds.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I love Star Wars. So.
All right. Yeah.
I've been a Star Wars nerd since I was a kid, and I saw every Star Wars movie except for the first one. I saw them all in theater more than once.
Like, okay.
The last one I've seen probably like 5 times in the theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm a pretty heavy Star Wars freak.
Oh, that's cool.
Sounds good. Like that.
Yeah. Wow, man. Like I said, your work's amazing. I was sitting here and my daughter pointed out that they were customs. Like, oh, man. And just blown away. Happy you took the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys giving me a chance because, like I said, we're trying to get our name out there. And sometimes you go to these things and we're new, so, you know, you get lost in the sauce sometimes. So it's cool that we got a chance and opportunity to showcase some of our stuff.
And, good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll definitely help get out the word. So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
May the force be with you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.